This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. I've got a guest on the show today that I actually wanted to have on the show quite some time ago, but for whatever reason, it didn't happen, but it's going to happen today. But before we start the interview, I just want to mention one thing. Many of you have been listening to me rail against two proposed bills that could become law and challenge the quality of our food, H.R. 2749 and S.510. These bills would give totalitarian control of the agriculturally produced foods in our country, pull them away from small local sources. If you like doing business with local farmers, farmers markets, you'll see them dry up if these become law. And S-510 has codex verbiage in there that would actually cause codex to take effect and would cause a terrible disruption in the access to over-the-counter supplements like it has done in Europe already. Check with somebody in Europe and find out if they can get a 1,000-milligram vitamin C tablet or glucosamine without a prescription. We can stop H.R. 2749 and S.510. You just have to let your congressperson know that you don't want them to become law. And there's one simple way to do that. It takes 60 seconds. It's extremely effective. Go to superhumanradio.com. Look for the banner ad that says stop H.R. 2749 and S.510 now. Click it. And in 60 seconds later, you will have sent a very impactful fax that's already been written for you to your congressperson. And faxes work better than emails and snail mail because snail mail they shred and emails they delete, but faxes they must read, catalog, and save for years. So just imagine the burden this puts on and gets the attention of the congressperson that you don't want these bills to become law. So please, if you don't do it for yourself, do it for your children or your grandchildren. Go to superhumanradio.com today and help stop H.R. 2749 and S.510. Okay. My guest today is Mark Ripito, and he is the author of a long-standing book on strength training called Starting Strength. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this book is a staple for anybody who's looking to begin strength training. From what I've seen and what I've read. So let's start out just asking you, you know, what was the purpose when you wrote this book?
Well, this thing started back in 2004 when some of the guys I was training with that were associated with Midwestern State University's then respectable exercise physiology program said, you know, you guys have been training over here for a long time, and you have learned a bunch of stuff that is outside the realm of academics. It's experience-based and stuff, and why don't you write some of this stuff down? And I said, well, gosh, that sounds boring. So they said, well, maybe you can figure out a way to make it not so boring. So I had thought about it a while, so I just sat down and wrote one of the chapters. Started writing one of the chapters. In fact, the first chapter I wrote was the squat chapter. And I probably, you know, in the course of writing a book like that, you rewrite things several times. And so it took me a couple of months to get the squat chapter done like I wanted it to. And then I, by that time, I had developed a pattern that I was going to use for the rest of the book. The first edition was specifically written for the coach. This was our mistake. We had thought that the text would be marketed to coaches that would like to have this information. So the voice that I used was speaking to the coach, not the athlete.
Right.
And as it turned out, that was not our demographic at all. In fact, we went to our first exposure of the book was we got it back from the printer, and that following week we went down to the Texas State High School Coaches Association Convention. Texas High School Coaches Association Convention is one of the biggest conventions in the country. It was held in San Antonio that year. I think this was 05. And we rented a booth down there, and we were in the presenter's area, which totaled to 300,000 square feet. It's about the same size as the vending area at the Arnold.
Wow.
And there were 12,500 attendees at the convention. Okay, we sat in there for 2.5 days trying to convince football coaches that there was something they didn't know. This is, of course, a suicidal waste of effort. And we sold a grand total of 22 books.
Now, clearly, there were things that they didn't know. Are they just not open to admitting it, or what?
High school football coaches, it has been my experience that high school football coaches already know everything there is to know about training with weights, because, after all, they all bench pressed when they were in high school.
Right.
And, I mean, you know, I know how to do this. Up, down, that sort of thing. And that's their analysis. Several times we got a question. You know, this looks interesting. Do you have a video?
Mm.
I mean, all this reading, you know, that's kind of it's a challenge for these guys. So we sold 22 books. We sold one case of books. Didn't even pay, close to pay for our overhead. So we came back all dispirited from this experience. And we had never intended I think the first printing was 3,000 copies. And we had kind of a bad experience that time. But the thing eventually took off. We had Steph Bradford, my girlfriend, and our office manager has been just a genius at working Amazon and the Internet and all the other contacts that we've got developed at this point. And the thing finally took off. There's not been any sales in stores. We are not in stores because store distribution is a problem for the book business, and the distributors will not deal with someone with less than 10 titles.
Right.
So we're still considered a small distributor, and we would have to go through one of the wholesalers, and we're just not going to do that
right.
Because of the problems involved. But in its two editions, both the first edition, which was called The Simple and Practical Guide for Coaching Athletes, and then the second edition, which is Starting Strength Basic Barbell Training. In those two editions, we have sold at this point in excess of 70,000 copies.
Wow.
Which is a pretty good sales run for a book of this type.
That's actually considered not only a niche book, but perhaps a very, very small niche book.
It really is. And anything over, as far as the book industry is concerned, anything over 50,000 is considered a bestseller, which is bizarre to me, but we've sold in excess of 70,000 books.
Right.
And if you consider that plus Practical Programming, which is now in its second edition, we just got the second edition back last week, and we're now busily filling orders on second edition. sold in excess of that and Strong Enough and the couple of the little titles we've got. We sold in excess of 100,000 books, and we're self-published.
That's amazing.
We're fairly, I would consider us to be a fairly successful little company.
Before we go into this break, why was the squat the focus of the beginning of the book? Why did you start with the squat?
Well, I had to start somewhere, and my thoughts were pretty clear on the squat, and I consider it to be the foundation exercise of any reasonably constructed strength and conditioning program. So
more so than the deadlift, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Why the squat over the deadlift?
We'll talk about that after the break.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. If you're ready for a break, we better go ahead.
Yeah, there you go. And you know, and Mark just let me know before the interview that he's an old radio guy, so he knows what I'm up against here.
That's
okay.
Why I have this voice that sounds so much better.
You know what?
Than
you do. I was just going to, actually, when you said we better do that after the break, I was going to turn over the interview to you.
Let me interview you.
There you go. There you go. All right. Listen, stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Mark Ripetoe. We'll be right back. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else? 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan-2, mechanogrowth growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ecdysterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gain. Go to ironmaglabs.com today to order Halo Extreme. Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Don't forget, you can get just about every one of our sponsors gives away a free sample at the homepage, superhumanradio.com. So check that out. And also, enter to win $200 worth of free product from uswellnessmeats.com. They've got grass-fed beef and bison, free-range chicken, goat, rabbit, humanely raised pigs, pork. I mean, it just goes on and on. They've got a host of products there. And you can win $200 worth of free product from uswellnessmeats.com. Go to superhumanradio.com and enter. The drawing occurs at the end of this month, so get in on it. My guest today is Mark Ripito, and we're talking about his book, Starting Strength. Now, Mark, when we went into the break, I was asking you why the squat over the deadlift.
Well, it's been my experience over the past 30 or so years that I've been doing this, that the squat provides a systemic stressor that and it produces as a result an adaptation that nothing else does.
So, but I've always read
stress and adaptation. Right?
I've always read that the deadlift was a better alternative because it was a greater indicator of true total body strength because you were incorporating, you know, the shoulders, the pectorals.
Well, it may be, but that was not your question.
Oh, okay, okay.
Your question is why is the squat more important base for a workout? And it may not be as good a test of overall body strength as the deadlift, but there are several things that the squat does that the deadlift does not do. First, the range of motion for the squat is much longer than for the deadlift. It's a much longer range
That's
of motion,
true.
So it
right.
works all the kinetic chain over a longer range of motion. Second, the bar is sitting on you for the whole set. So you're loaded, whether you want to be or not, you're loaded mm-hmm. for the whole set. You can let go of the bar on a deadlift.
Yeah, gotcha. Sure.
But you can't let go of the bar on a squat and have it stay there.
Right.
Big wreck, right?
Right.
So, and third, there is a profound difference in the fact that the deadlift is starts from the concentric and then is lowered eccentrically, whereas the squat starts eccentrically, incorporates a stretch reflex, and then comes back up concentrically.
Right, right.
This produces a completely different neuromuscular effect than the deadlift. So while it very well may be true, and I wouldn't argue with the fact that the deadlift is harder, as is evidenced by the fact that you can't really do, everybody that's tried this knows you can't really do three or four sets across of five, heavy fives on the deadlift, because it just murders your ass, you know.
Right.
You can't do that. But the squats are often used for sets across.
Right.
Since that can be done, the accumulated stress is manageable on the squat, and there's something about it produces more growth than does the equivalent amount of work on the deadlift.
And it may be what you said, the fact that you really are, you know, you're starting at the top, you're going down with it, and then you're going back up with it, as
sure.
opposed to starting from the bottom, coming up, and then
right.
just really dropping it. Most
right.
guys either drop it, or if they do let it down, they let it down without much resistance.
Yeah, you let it down fast, because the work of the deadlift is intentionally concentric.
Right.
Not much eccentric work, but on the squat, every rep is equal portions of eccentric, concentric stress, which addresses the neuromuscular system and thus the neuroendocrine system in a completely different way. But other than that, you know what? I really don't have any idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just my guess.
Right.
My guess. You're not going to get an answer out of the exercise science community for sure. So you just have to, you know.
Do what you got to do.
Just do what you got to do. I just tend to pull these things out of my butt when I need to. And they, you know, I think that's as good an explanation as you've got.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so now let's talk about something else for a moment, just kind of a side note. There's a lot of people out there who may tune out of this interview if they don't think that training for strength is important. You know, we have a lot of people, as they age, the challenges in life become getting out of a chair or not falling. Mobility becomes an issue as we age. Do you find that your book is now making its way into a more mainstream individual who wants to trade off the motions in the gym for actually making strength gains?
Well, I think it's with as many copies as we've sold, we have, and with, you know, me completely without a reputation as someone who trains competitive powerlifters.
Right.
I think that probably most of my books have been sold to people that are interested in general strength training, because that's what I do. I don't pretend to be a powerlifting coach. I don't pretend to know a whole lot about that, although I was a competitive lifter for 10 years. I have competed in both powerlifting primarily, some Olympic weightlifting. I coach the Olympic lifts quite actively here. I've had a lot of experience coaching both, but my primary niche, and the one I've tried to establish, is that of coaching novice athletes in the five barbell exercises, the five basic exercises, the squat, the press, the deadlift, the bench press, and the power clean, the exercises I consider to be the basis of all correctly constructed programs. I don't pretend to be able to finish out a competitive power lifter. I probably can, but that's not my business.
Yeah.
So most of my books, with that background and that intent, have been sold probably to people that are just interested in getting strong. And then later, after we get their base built up, lots of them do end up going into competition in the other barbell sports. But I think my niche is probably going to stay just as a general strength training coach, because that's what I primarily do, and that's the people I deal with at our seminars, and probably most of our book sales are these two.
If someone was going to just include one press into their routine, would you prefer or would you recommend a bench press or a standing a military press?
Well, I don't like that's a shitty question, Carl. Don't do that. I mean, that's like, do you prefer lobster or steak?
Yeah, surf and turf.
I think that there are obviously roles for both lifts. And
right.
The way we explain this at our seminars on the weekend is that the press, which is what you refer to as a standing military grip, we just call it the press.
Okay.
The press is the longest kinetic chain in the human body. It goes from the top of your hands to the soles of your feet and involves all of your muscle mass in between.
Right.
The bench press is a shorter kinetic chain. It doesn't involve, as a primary part of the kinetic chain, the lower body, but it allows you to lift heavier weights. Each are useful. They need to be done on a one-to-one ratio. Both should be addressed as competitive lifts. And the result of using the thing that way in your program, both these things that way in your program, is that your shoulders stay in balance and you remain injury-free and get strong in a balanced way. So I think they're both important, and I would never advise anybody doing one instead of the other. I want you to do both. Now, that having been said, a lot of us older guys that have benched a long time or people that have had leaded lives that have included types of activity that tend to beat the rotator cuffs to death might be better off pressing 2-to-1 bench press.
Really?
Yes. And we have a lot of people with shoulder problems, a lot of people with chronic shoulder problems.
I got them, 51 years old, and I got them, yep.
What I would do in a situation like that, I take you off the bench press for a couple of months, get your press up to where it's being treated as a competitive lift, and then reintroduce the bench press every third workout, and then eventually get you back into balance at 1-to-1. But I think there's far too much emphasis in this country and in the business of fitness these days with too much emphasis on the bench press. I mean, lots, and you'll have to admit that if you go down to your local Gold's or Powerhouse Gym or Bally's or whatever your version of the standard fitness industry model big gym is, you'll find that a lot of masturbation takes place on the bench press.
Yeah.
Now, don't you?
Right.
You know.
No, I know.
495, moved 3 inches with two guys pulling up on the bar saying, it's all you, man. You know, that kind of shit is just not, it's not useful.
Yeah.
And in fact, in the functional training community, to coin a phrase there, there has been a backlash against the bench press. And a lot of people have stopped doing the bench press in favor of just the press, and I think that's just as wrong an approach as only laying down on your back to do your presses. You need to do some of each.
So you got to be well-rounded.
You have to have balanced shoulder strength, and the best way to do it is to bench press and press.
Interesting. Very, very. I mean, I like the military press just because of what you said earlier. You know, it goes from the soles of your feet up. You know, everything is involved.
Huge amount of abdominal strength is involved in this. The stabilizers of the spine, both anterior and posterior, are working overtime on a big, heavy barbell press. And if you don't think so, try it.
Oh, no,
I know. The vast majority of presses are missed because the lever arm between the bar and the shoulder joint gets unmanageable, and that is directly the result of your abs not being able to hold you under the bar.
Is that right?
Oh, think about it. It's a tremendous ab strengthener.
So what kind of
Vasily Alexeyev was not merely a fat man. You know, Serge Redding was not merely a fat man.
Right. What kind of ab work should for strength purposes, should somebody be doing, which obviously that's an accessory movement, what kind of ab work should they be doing, and how often?
Well, I'm of the opinion that novice strength trainers don't really need to do any ab work because of the fact that those five exercises include a bunch of abs.
Right.
Now, if you have to also realize that the fact that the normal function of the abdominals are spinal stabilizers.
Right.
They function isometrically under a load. Since they function isometrically, training them eccentrically and concentrically is not really a functional way to train them. To use that tired word again. I think that if you're pressing, you're deadlifting, you're squatting, you're using your belt correctly, you're getting a hell of a bunch of abdominal work. I think that if people want to, have a pretty peak on their abdominal muscles between their septa there, that they're training for appearance instead of performance. And, you know, that's something you deal with your psychologist. But, you know, I think that the best thing to do is just train heavy.
And the stomach will respond.
Yes.
Yeah, the abs will respond. That's absolutely interesting, and I never thought about that. I do ab work, but I also train heavy, and I'm probably, maybe I'm overdoing it. And because I never thought about the fact that the work that I'm doing for my abs is not directly mimic the way my abs are being used during very, very heavy lifts.
Exactly.
That makes perfect sense. No wonder why they buy your books.
Yeah, there's some stuff in there that's probably useful.
All right, listen, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with Mark Repeteau, and we'll be talking some more about strength training. We'll be right back.
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4-Max. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4-Max banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage one releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage two is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
I just got a 25-pound tub of American Way Banana Blast. I usually buy it in 10-pound tubs. It looks like one of those big buckets that the guys who spackle and do drywall for a living. Mark, have you ever, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, I know about drywall.
Well,
I'm not very good at it, but I've done it before.
I ordered a 25-pound tub just for once, just, you know, for giggles. I want to see what, because I always get the 10-pound tub. And I got this thing. I thought I got a bucket of joint compound. It was unbelievable. It's like 2 feet tall. Oh, my God, it's funny. It's going to take me a while to go through that.
Well, when you see that you've got that much, you're not so afraid to make another shake.
Well, and that's the funny thing. I mean, I'm using it a couple times a day anyway. I use it in between meals. It's really, I got to tell you, I work very hard to attract advertisers whose products I like. 99% of the time I try these products, these are products I like, and then I call the advertiser and say, look, I love your product. Please, please come and sponsor because I can endorse your product with a clean conscience. And American Way was one of those products. They got the best tasting protein powder, but it's like a cult protein powder. A lot of people don't know about it, but it really is great stuff.
I'd never heard of it until today, and I'm sitting here looking at your website while we're talking, and clicked over to their link, and it's
the banana,
easy to use, nice looking deal. I would like that. That's the double chocolate sounds pretty good.
I was going to say, I like the banana, but the chocolate is great. And then they have a natural that has no flavor at all that you can mix make fruit drinks out of it.
Just so you'll know, guys that use banana-flavored protein, I'm kind of suspect.
Oh, you stinker.
Come on now, Carl. Banana?
Look, I'm going through a divorce. I'm experimenting here.
See.
Okay?
Okay.
I'm just pitch hitting.
I understand
that's all.
How things are. I'm thinking maybe you went out on a limb with a 25-pound bucket of banana.
There you go.
You get tired of it.
right.
So anyway.
First of all, I got to ask you a question about a bar that bears your name. Is this the quote-unquote Texas deadlift bar, the Bergner? Is it pronounced Bergner and Ripito?
It's the B&R bar.
Right.
Mike Bergner and I designed this bar. It's made by York Barbell.
Right.
And most of the people that have used this bar tell me it's the best bar in their gym. I have two here. They are the first ones people go to get out of the rack. It just feels good because the knurl is a very, very nice knurl. We specifically, this bar is about a $300 bar. It's a $299.95 bar. It's not a cheap bar, but it's unplated. This is a natural steel bar that will oxidize in your gym, just like a. It eventually looks the same color as a gun barrel. It'll oxidize
right.
Blue, and so you've got a bar that just ages with you. It feels better than a plated bar. It stays on your shirt better than a plated bar. It's 29 millimeter. The damn thing is just a good bar. It's made out of really good steel. What we didn't spend on roller bearings and plating, we spent on the shaft.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Henniger at Rogue is the one that put this thing together. Bill's a great guy. In fact, I want to. I just got in the mail today a pair of weightlifting shoes that he sent me.
Next question. So let's save that for a second.
Okay.
Let's just. So now, is this? Everyone knows. Well, anybody who's lifted and deadlifted knows about the Texas deadlift bar. It's got a little bit of spring to it. So the plates kind of get a little launch, if you will, at the bottom, and you generally can add more weight to a Texas deadlift bar than you can to a real rigid stiff bar.
Well, the B&R bar has some spring to it like that.
There you
that.
Go. Good. Okay.
This thing was designed to be, a general purpose gym bar. It has a center knurl on it, and it has the markings on the bar of both the IWF and the IPF.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of our little signature thing we put on the bar.
Right.
And there are two score marks on the bar, one inside for the bench press and the other outside for the snatch and the clean and jerk. So the bar is designed to be a general-purpose gym bar. It's not designed to be a competitive Olympic weightlifting bar, and it's certainly not designed to be the kind of bar a guy squatting over 8 is going to like on his back because it whips.
Right.
You take it out of the rack, and it's gonna oscillate.
Right.
It's designed to do that so that it feels good for the Olympic lifts as well as the squat, bench, deadlift, and press.
Right.
So that's what it's designed for.
Yeah.
We figured that by the time a person specializes in a sport, he's going to buy a bar specifically designed for the sport. But
that's
we
right.
wanted a bar that could go in a gym that novices could use for everything, and that the gym owner would not have to do a bunch of maintenance on. So we've got bushings in the bar instead of bearings. And a drop of 3-in-1 oil about every 4 months will keep this bar spinning like an Eleco bar. And I'm not exaggerating. It's a wonderful, wonderful sleeve assembly that York put together on this thing.
Let's do something real quick. First of all, for those out there who want to read the book, Starting Strength, where can they get a copy of that?
Well, we're at our website, which is asgardcode.com or startingstrength.com redirects. That's the easiest way to get there.
Startingstrength.com. Okay.
And our shipping is faster than Amazon's, but we're available at Amazon as well.
What does the book retail for?
$29.95.
Very inexpensive. This is a good, you know, anybody who's been out there lifting for a long time but never sat down and read a book on strength training, this is a great book. Because I've seen some of the programs in there. They've got a 3-day program in there that's very doable by the average person. I love the way you switch up the A-B-A, then the following week you start B-A-B, it
that's
alternates.
Right.
It's a very, very, very well thought out book that you can take, go from being an exerciser to an athlete with a book like this. And it's very, very important to make that distinction. If you're just going into the gym and going through the motions, it's kind of like going to the buffet but not bringing a plate with you. You're doing the work, but you're not getting the benefits from it. A book like this can line you up with the benefits very, very quickly.
This is what we had intended when we wanted a way not only to teach the lifts in an effective way, which there's not really anything else in print that does it like this, but we also wanted a way to simply and effectively organize for the novice a program that was productive. And anybody that's been in the gym any length of time knows that what happens is people get into a position of using a program that's not suited for their level of training advancement. A little kid, 18-year-old kid just starting off, doesn't need to be trying to do Dorian Yates' pre-Mr. Olympia pro. Yet the muscle magazines make no distinction on this. Our other book, Practical Programming for Strength Training, was the first of its kind in another way. We recognized through years of experience in the gym that the longer you train, the more close to your genetic potential your adaptation becomes. The more unadapted you are, the faster the progress. The more adapted you are, the slower the progress.
Right, right.
And as a result of that, your training program has to reflect your level of training advancement. And this is, as far as I'm concerned, our most important contribution to the literature because of the fact that it allows a person to make an intelligent decision about how complex their training needs to be. The NSCA and the other alphabet organizations are all big on using periodization for everybody. Well, it's not useful for everybody. And if you don't understand that, then this maybe is why you're a college-level strength and conditioning coach instead of somebody that works in a commercial gym.
Right.
College-level strength coach only works with who?
College kids.
With college good athletes that his recruiter put in front of him.
Right.
And they may not understand how this asymptotic curve that goes from being able to add 10 pounds of workout to your squat 3 days a week to being to requiring a level of training complexity that only adds maybe 5 pounds of weight to your squat every month. They just don't understand that curve because they only see a little part of it.
Right.
People that have worked in commercial gyms for a long time and have actually produced good athletes from people walking in the door for the first time see this progression from rapid progress to less rapid progress to progress that is so slow that it requires very, very complicated programming to produce it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the primary thrust of practical programming for strength training. And I think that if we've done anything helpful, that it's probably that. That we've tried to bring a realization of the fact that you have to match your training program with how adapted you already are.
Good point. All right, we're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about shoes.
Okay.
That was one of the questions I was going to ask you.
Excellent.
I just want to mention one thing. My friend Dan John, who's been on the show before, is a big proponent of going back to some of the remedial stuff, regardless of how advanced you are. And that's what I was going to say. I don't care how long you've been training. This is a good book. You get this book and you try this program for a while. And you would be surprised how it can re-educate you on some of the things that you may have forgotten and you start making progress again. All right, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more with Mark Ripito. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more. The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Neurobuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage one releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage two is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30 gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
You don't think strength is important? Remember the show that I did that 16,000 participants in a study over, I think it was 19 or 29 years, and they found that the strongest men live the longest. That's why the motto of this show is live stronger, live longer. If you go into the gym and you're training, but you're not training for strength, you're missing something. And a book like this is a great book to start out with. Go to startingstrength.com. And integrate some of these exercises and programs into your own training. Mark, whenever I do the squat, the deadlift, farmer's walks, or even kettlebell work, I either wear Chuck Taylors or I do them in stocking feet if I'm inside of a gym. Because I feel like the current sneakers that are available, you know, they've got that quarter inch to a half inch wedge in the back. I watch guys deadlifting with traditional sneakers on. I watch them rocking back and forth on their feet as they're trying to plant themselves.
So this is why I always recommend that people wear appropriate footwear when they train. A lot of people have lifted big, giant ass weights with Chuck Taylors on. Okay? I feel that lots and lots of people need to try a weightlifting shoe with a little bit of heel on it because it provides enough shin angle that you can more effectively use the quads off the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem is that most of the shoes that are available right now are produced with a heel that is too tall. There are the Chinese shoes, Du Wins. There are a lot of those things floating around with these big 2.5-inch John Travolta-looking heels on them. And they're not, you just can't get the bar in the right place over the middle of your foot when you line up to pull with a heel that tall. As I mentioned earlier, Bill Henniger from Rogue has been working on getting a supply of shoes with a half-inch heel that were made to my specs. He just sent me these things today, and they look great. They're a two-strap Olympic weightlifting shoe with a half-inch heel. I'm going to train in them tonight, and I anticipate that these will be the shoes that replace my old safes that I've been wearing for a long time. Because of the safe has a little bit too high a heel, I think I'm going to like these better. I think a weightlifting shoe is what you need. I think you ought to have some support for your arch from the metatarsal strap. I think you need a flat, hard sole. I don't think Chuck Taylors have enough support for the arch.
Yeah, no, you're right. They don't.
And I like a heel. I think barefoot training is just like, well, that's just silly. I don't really understand that. I hear the argument at my seminars all the time that, well, you know, barefoot is natural, barefoot is blah, blah, blah. And shoes are just like a belt, shoes are a crutch. So that's always funny, the opinion of a belt being a crutch to me is real interesting. I know that there are a few people around that are really not entitled to an opinion about it, that think that you put on a belt on and it puts your abs to sleep. Anybody that's had 600 pounds on their back knows that their abs contract harder when there's a belt on than without a belt.
Well, as a matter of fact, I learned from Mike Miller that the right way to use a belt is you put the belt on and then you blow out with your stomach against the belt.
Well, that's one cue. That's one cue of a good way to use it. But you react proprioceptively against that belt, and your abs contract harder as a result of having it on.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't put anything to sleep. But the argument is frequently that a belt doesn't exist in the field, right?
Right.
Well, neither does a revolving sleeve barbell.
Right, and the average person is...
plates that conveniently load on an item that conveniently fits in your hand at a 29-millimeter diameter.
Right, and those people are going to argue that, we are as animals, we were designed to operate on our bare feet, but we probably weren't designed to pull 700 pounds off the ground either.
No, we weren't. And, we weren't designed to stand on concrete floors either. That argument falls apart. We are using a group of tools that allow us to develop the most general type of athletic adaptation, and that is strength, because strength applies, is acquired generally, and then is applied specifically in sports practice. The way you best acquire strength is with the best use of the tools that best provide for the acquisition of strength. And a revolving sleeve barbell with nice, convenient 45-pound plates and a knurl on it, an appropriate shirt, a belt, and shoes, and knee wraps, if you've got knee injuries, are all appropriate tools to use for the general acquisition of strength. And I'm not talking about competitive powerlifting gear. I'm talking about the tools that every gym should be equipped with and every trainee should learn how to use.
Right.
Shoes are one of those tools because they keep your foot safe. They keep your DNA off of my gym floor if you drop a plate on your foot. And they allow you to obtain a stable footing and therefore exert force more efficiently against the load. And if they're a tool, you need to learn how to use them. I'm not prepared to listen to arguments to the contrary.
No, I have to tell you, I have refrained from buying a quote-unquote a weightlifting shoe for some time. But the truth of the matter is that when I was doing some research for this interview and I'm talking to you now, it's like, you know, if I was a runner, I'd buy a running shoe. If I was a cross trainer, they got a cross training shoe. I'd have no compunction whatsoever of buying one of those shoes. If you're lifting weights, why aren't you wearing a weightlifting shoe?
There you go.
So I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to make an investment. Because the truth of the matter is the Chuck Taylors are a little too flat. They're almost uncomfortable there.
They
so
are.
Far.
They're just basically little socks.
Yeah, right. It's like licking and sticking a rubber sole on the bottom of your sock. That's
right.
About all the support they give you.
Right.
But I'm going to take a look at these, and I actually, while you were talking, I went and looked, and I see this here Rogue weightlifting shoe. Is this the one you're talking about with the black two straps that go over the instep and the? It's almost got like a Nike swoosh on the side, a three line Nike swoosh. Is that the one?
No, that's not the one.
Okay.
These things are brand new, and I don't even know that Bill's got the web page up on
okay.
the yet.
Well,
if I were you, I'd call him.
Yeah, because I'll put a link on the website to him. Yeah.
He's a real good guy. He's probably the most reputable equipment dealer in the country, as far as I'm concerned. He's a great guy.
Okay.
He bends over backwards to provide everybody good service, but nothing but good feedback on Bill. He's a great guy.
Wonder if he has to wear a special shoe for bending over backwards. No, I'm just joking. Come on.
I might ask him.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't intend to do a lot of that myself, though. So
where can people take a look for those people who are serious? They've got a home gym or a garage gym. Where can they see the Bergner Ripito bar?
Bill has that as well.
What's his website?
RogueFitness.com.
And that's ROGUEFitness.com. So people can go there. And if you want to get a copy, of Mark's book, which I have to say something. If you're going into the gym every week and you're lifting and all you're doing is reading muscle and fitness magazines and getting your information there, you're making a mistake.
I think you're making a gigantic mistake.
Yeah, because it's whatever program du jour that they're pushing at you.
Right.
You got to make an investment in your sport and reading. I'm constantly reading. I'm reading three different books right now. I'm constantly reading. You know what? You don't have to follow everything in the book. You take what you want. You mix it in with what you're doing. You change up your program. Sometimes you read a book and it reminds you, hey, I used to do that 5 years ago. I forgot. Why don't I do that anymore? So this is a great starting strength. I think of it as a remedial course in something you may have forgotten. Go to startingstrength.com. Check the book out. I've known it's been around for a long time. Gotten lots of positive reviews about the book and about you, Mark.
We're one of the highest reviewed books on Amazon. If I may go ahead and brag on myself
Please.
A little bit, we've got, as of right now, we've got something on the order of 150 some odd 5-star reviews and 7 or 8 4-star reviews, and that's all.
Yeah, that's great.
Everybody seems to like it, and I've just been extremely pleased with how things have been going.
There you go.
And I appreciate all of you guys that have supported us and bought the book and said nice things about us on Amazon and elsewhere. You guys are the reason why the book sells and why we're doing so well, and I want everyone to know how much I appreciate that.
And I'm going to send you a 10-pound tub of banana protein powder, and I'm going to have a guy there taking your picture as you accept it.
Don't send me banana.
Yes, that's it. I'm sending you banana.
Don't send me banana, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Listen, Mark, thank you very, very much for doing the show today.
Anytime,
okay?
Carl. Anytime.
All right, and this is Friday, so you will not hear from me tomorrow, but you will hear from me Monday. So have a great weekend, everybody.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long
LongR3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
The following paid program does not necessarily...